Hi. It is lunchtime. Yeah. Okay. So I'm sitting here eating at Del Taco right now. We've got some chicken, I guess chicken soft tacos, and regular taco, and their infamous donut holes with the cinnamon and the sugar. It's really tasty. It's, what is this? Oh, yeah, it's Monday. Well, oh, April 8th. And I just left the courthouse and officially filed that writ of execution. And then I went to the sheriff and filed that bank levy. So the wheels are in motion, as they say. Yeah. At this point, I don't know what the outcome will be other than my neighbor will be notified that her checking account, savings account is being, I guess, seized. Garnished, whatever, I guess is the correct word. I don't know. I just know it cost me $40 to give to the sheriff and then $25 for the writ. And the writ of execution was so $65 total. So I'm treating myself to Del Taco right now. Yeah, it's lunchtime.
It's good.
Hey, today's date is April the 25th. And it has now been officially, I guess, a couple of weeks since I issued that writ of execution against my neighbor. You know, she has actually, I guess, until tomorrow at 5 p.m. to put in what is known as a claim of exemption. That's where she gets to claim she can't afford to have her money seized. But at this point in time, yes, her checking account has been frozen. And she's given that 10 days to put in that claim. Now, of course, if she puts in that claim and the judge approves that claim, that only applies to this particular seizure. I'm entitled to go in there every single month and do it again. And every time I guess, do that seizure, freeze her checking account, she has 10 days where she can't touch the money that's in her checking account. She also has to put in another claim of exemption. And the bank itself charges her a fee for every time it's frozen. So I'm hoping, seriously hoping, that she just decides to go ahead and, you know, cut her losses now and just let me take that money that she owes me for that year and a half of dragging me through the courtroom and for that year and a half of just causing me such stress by destroying my fence and by claiming that I had attacked her and getting that restraining order and telling all those lies and, you know, just basically making me go through that ordeal for a year and a half, and not to mention have to spend all that money to disprove all those false allegations. You know, I'm hoping, really hoping, that she's ready to just take responsibility. But given her history of delay, 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 postpone, 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 continuance, continuance, I'm leaning towards the fact that she's probably going to put in for that claim of exemption and drag it on. But as I've, you know, acknowledged and pointed out here, the longer she drags it out at this point, it's going to cost her a lot more money, not to mention a little bit more of a headache. So even if I don't collect my money, at least she's going to get a headache by not letting me collect my money. So at this point in time, yeah, I still don't know if I'm going to be able to collect, but I'm waiting to see what happens. I will be notified by the sheriff's department Monday or Tuesday, I guess. I'll give them a call and see if she filed for that exemption. Because if she did file for that exemption, then I have to go into the courtroom and show why I oppose that exemption. But even if the judge grants it, that's only for this particular seizure. Yeah. I'm sitting here just wondering, you know, whether or not my neighbor is just going to take responsibility and pay me that money. Ugh. Oh, that's all I can say is, ugh. My neighbor, yes, my neighbor, she's predictable. She is a master at delay, delay, postpone, postpone, pull the rug out, whatever. Yeah, now this woman, be grateful she's not your neighbor. She has cost me so much money. And, you know, I did the legal avenue. I took her to court. I proved everything. I won. I prevailed. Now comes, you know, the difficult part of trying to collect, of course. But I anticipated actually when I seized her bank account that I would receive some type of notice from the sheriff stating that she was going to claim exemption, you know, or basically, yeah, claim exemption, that she couldn't afford it, and that I was going to have to, my next step be go to court and oppose that exemption and show that because she owns a home, actually, it's a reverse mortgage, but that reverse mortgage is technically a line of credit, that I could actually assess the line of credit, the reverse mortgage, via get payment that way. And I didn't anticipate that the sheriff would come back and the bank would come back with the notice today stating account has been closed. All I can do is laugh. Yeah. Account closed. I guess she realized when I said that, you know, I was going to have to issue a writ of execution if she didn't do a installment payment or anything like that before the 1st of April. So I guess she took that as I better go close my checking account. So I called the bank, and of course they're not allowed to tell me anything. I said, can you tell me what date her account was closed? We're not allowed to tell you what date the account is closed, only that the account has been closed. So Wells Fargo, I got to call them apparently on Monday now because, as I've already pointed out, they own her reverse mortgage, technically her house. So, and it's already been proven in other court cases that a reverse mortgage is still accessible to be paid to, you know, judgment creditors because a reverse mortgage is a line of credit. So I will probably have to go after Wells Fargo. I don't know. I just know that, yeah, today was not really surprising. I'm disappointed, but not surprised. I was anticipating something completely different, that I was going to see that she had put in for a claim of exemption, but instead she just closed her checking account. Go figure.